Hi, this is Sia from bananashoulders.com, and you're listening to the Twisted Nether Blogcast.
You done turn your back on destiny, man.
Aye! Nature!
Hello and welcome to the Twisted Nether Blogcast. This is episode 35 for the week, including February 18th. I am Bree, and
I am Fim. Hope everybody had a happy Valentine's Day. It is happy, not merry, right?
Uh-huh. Anyway, we have a big show tonight. There's a lot of news circulating about 3.1.
Yeah, we have dual spec info and some Ulduar info, etc., 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 and we also have Mize from Leader of the Pack blog.
So I can safely say we can skip the cheesy intro this week, then.
But
Fim, I don't think we have time for the 20-page script intro you put together. Plus, I haven't rehearsed it yet.
Fine. I guess this is where I say let's get to it.
Yeah, probably.
This is TJ, and this is the Twisted News of the Week.
You know, we've had a lot of fun together. It's been really special, but I think it's time I started to see other warlocks. Just a little bit on the side now and then, maybe on Fridays and Thursdays and Saturdays, maybe something. It's not you, it's me. I just need my space. It's nobody's fault, really.
So, there's been a lot of news.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of news this week. And we're behind.
It just keeps growing. We're like recording this so late, and like every day we keep putting it off
and more stuff comes out.
So like, we have to talk about this. Oh, this came out. Now today Ulduar crap comes out. It's like, oh my goodness gracious, stop.
Yeah, I know. It's like the show is all going to be about the news, and then we're going to be throwing interviews and smacking on stuff. And it's like, oh yeah, by the way, here's the rest of the show.
We'll have to quick.
Yeah, before we get into it, actually, I want to say a huge thank you to everyone who's left us comments on iTunes. We got 3 new comments, and we thank you guys profusely. We're up to 18, and all excellent reviews, and we are a flutter that you guys like the show.
Yes.
We're very happy. Our little hearts go a flutter in tune.
We're still amazed.
Yes, we are.
All of this.
Yeah. And so, yes. And I will, for the next show, I will give a shout out to everybody who's left comments as a thank you. And we'll do that next week. But on to the news, that the plethora of news that we have not been able to get into yet, because we've been postponing the show.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, so you start up.
I start out. So we've got info about dual specs. They had a lot of info about dual specs. Hopefully some of you, or most of you, already have read about this. But they came out with a bunch of information about how the dual spec stuff would work. Basically, you get to change your spec at a lexicon of power, right?
Yep.
And then you have a way of kind of summoning a lexicon of power. That's mm-hmm. The inscribers will be able to make these items that summon them. But it will take an additional person to actual summon them, like kind of like summoning someone to the raid.
Right.
So, or like a, you know, one of the warlock things, except you only need one. you don't have to be, as far as I know, you don't have to be an inscriber to use the item.
No.
You just have to be an inscriber to make the item.
Correct.
So that's kind of cool. Gives an inscriber something to make some money on, I guess. Yeah.
I was just going to say, I'm so damn happy I switched over to an inscriber. I'm going to cash in.
Yes. Cha-ching.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's okay. But it's going to switch your bars. They're going to have some kind of tool to switch around your items mm-hmm. that are on you, like outfitter, built-in outfitter type thing.
Yeah, but that may not be ready for...
Yeah, that may not be ready for 3.1.
For 3.1, but that's in the works.
Yeah. And then for Hunter, supposedly, they are going to have some kind of talent that you can use with a long cooldown that will let you swap pets from your stable.
Awesome.
At least that's, this is all, you know, preliminary stuff. Obviously, it's not even a question whether it'll change. It will change. You know, I mean, not everything they go, we want to do this, this is the way we want to do it. That doesn't mean it's going to stay that way. More than likely it won't. But it's some pretty good information. Was there anything else on the dual spec that you can think of?
On the dual spec? The glyphs are also changing.
Oh, yes. The glyphs will swap for you.
The glyphs
yes.
will swap, and that will have a different interface. The interfaces that we have now are going to change. You pay a one-time fee to the trainer, and that fee opens up the ability to do the dual specs. Currently, the dual specs are going to be limited to level 80s. They are looking at, depending on how popular it is and how well it goes, of allowing lower level players to have access to that. But as of right now, it's just for the level 80s. And then also the pet talents and everything. The cost for pets for hunters may be removed so that they have the ability to continue to respect their pet while they do their own respec. So,
yep. Yeah. Cool.
Very cool. Very excited.
Yes, good stuff so far.
Yeah.
Actually, one other thing. They're going to make it so when you do your talents, it doesn't just do them. Like when you click on your talents, it doesn't just give you them. It actually like sets it up and you can like see, okay, what is all this stuff? What is the effect? And then submit them.
Oh, like
so,
sort
like
of
if
like
you
talented?
Accidentally click, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Except probably not as complex as talented, but you know, without templates and stuff. But you can basically you can click on the thing you want to get, and then basically say apply.
Right.
So you know, if you accident click one, which I've done before, oh, that God, you didn't yes. want, and then you don't have to spend 50 gold to respec again because you
talent.
Screwed up for one talent. So this time you'll like you put it in, and then you have to like accept it. So.
Yeah, that's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And
so that's supposed to be there for 3.1.2, I think.
Yeah, and it does save the templates of your two specs.
Yeah.
So if you want to respec those templates, then I assume you have to go back to the trainer and do that.
Yeah, you don't actually have to talent up each spec every time you swap.
No.
It's just flipping back and forth.
Right.
Once you've set it up. If you want to change one of them, though, I guess you have to like be in the one you want to change and then go respec like you would normally. And then that slot would be filled. They also said that right now the plan is only for two specs to be allowed, but that depending upon how well it works and how people are using it and whatever, they may look into maybe adding more slots, I guess, or making it. The ability in the code is so that they can probably put more in there.
It's just so awesome. The idea of being able to do this, when this hidden thing hits, it's going to be one of those things that just changes the landscape of the game. And it's just going to be really interesting to see when this becomes implemented, how people take it, how do people interact with each other after that, and what do guilds and groups in general do with this ability. So I'm really excited to see what everybody's going to be doing with it.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah.
So what's next? What do we have next on our list of
Jeff
news?
Kaplan leaves WoW to go and build up WoW's WoW Killer. Other MMO.
The other Blizzard MMO.
The other
Blizzard
MMO.
He's still at Blizzard. His former name is Teagle, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Something
Teagle.
Like that. Yeah.
He's leaving WoW to go help those guys at the other
unannounced
Blizzard unannounced MMO. It's called unannounced.
The code name WoW Killer.
Basically, pretty much everybody. I mean everybody thinks it's StarCraft.
Really?
Universe of StarCraft or whatever. Because they think that, you know, the Blizzard would be kind of silly to compete in a, you know, another sword and sorcery, you know, a fantasy MMO. So, you know, this would be kind of separate. It wouldn't necessarily pull people away from WoW as much, maybe.
You wouldn't think?
I don't know. You know, because if they did like a Diablo, you know, World of Diablo, you know, how much different is that? You know?
I don't know.
I mean, it is, but not as much as you'd think.
I don't know, but honestly... Really? How many MMOs do you have time for I mean,
one.
One, exactly. So it's sort of like...
Well, I could make time for two.
Well, I mean, honestly, but if it's as immersive as WoW is, and it, there isn't any reason why it shouldn't be, because Blizzard's making it.
Exactly. Well, that's why I think it would be better and more in their court to make StarCraft, because I think they'll get people who aren't in WoW who want that kind of...
No, I agree.
You know, space marine type thing and aliens and stuff, as opposed to Burning Crusade, which was all about space goats and aliens. Oh, wait, never mind. No, it has nothing to do with Burning Crusade.
No, nothing.
So, yeah. So, anyway, that's where T'Gol is going. We won't be hearing from Geoff Kaplan much anymore.
Yeah.
Until they announce what this thing is someday. 2015 or whatever. I guess this is probably a better time to talk about it. And BlizzCon 2009 was announced.
Yes, today.
Today, mm-hmm. when we're recording this. August 21st and 22nd is BlizzCon 2009, which is a lot earlier than last year, right?
Yeah.
Last year was October, right?
October.
So, yeah, so this is a little more warm out there in LA.
Yeah, and it's actually pretty, it's less than a year.
I guess they have a lot of stuff.
And so I'm wondering what the big announcement's going to be this year.
I don't know. I'm wondering if they've moved it because of when they're planning on releasing StarCraft 2.
Well, isn't StarCraft 2 supposed to be coming out, like, didn't I read somewhere that they're postponing it? They're only bringing out one game each year now.
Yeah, but I think StarCraft is...
Is ready to come out?
Like, the end of this year is when they're probably... Maybe that's what their timing is. Yeah. See, I don't know if they count Wrath as being, like... last year, right? So,
yeah,
that was last year. So, this year would be a different... They need a game. So, StarCraft would be...
All I know is I really hope they're not announcing another expansion, okay?
I don't think they would do that yet.
Please,
that
please, oh God, please.
No.
Please do not.
That'll be 2010.
Yes. Probably. Okay.
I mean, they were originally, remember, they were saying like they wanted to do an expansion a year.
Oh, no.
But I can't imagine that they would. So.
Listen, I can't handle an expansion a year.
Okay? You can't handle the expansion.
I just can't deal. Okay. So,
you
and
want
then
expansion?
Talking
can't
about,
handle the expansion.
Yeah, I can't handle it. I'm just full of faith.
And I want to go to BlizzCon 2009, but I don't know if I'll be able to.
Yeah, so. I me too, but yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. But talking about expansion and the expansion growing. Ulduar, right?
Ulduar.
We got some more information about it today, which is really exciting. And they're also talking about, which is, it makes me think that the PTR is actually gonna happen soon, not like, soon. You know, 5 years from now. And they're talking about how they're going to be phasing parts of Ulduar out so that people can test the content, but in a more controlled environment than previous.
Yeah, they're not going to have every boss and such. So in the UK, EU WoW website, they had a preview for Ulduar, which was posted today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll read the very beginning of the preview. They have a little setup for the zone. So if you want, I'll read that. So it says, some thought it a city built to herald the glory of its makers. Some thought it a vault containing innumerable treasures, perhaps even relics of the mighty titans themselves. They were wrong. Beyond its gates lies no city, no treasure vault, no final answer to the titan mysteries. All that awaits those who dare set foot in Ulduar is a horror even the titans could not, would not destroy, an evil they merely contained.
Yeah, I read that. That was very cool.
So that's pretty cool.
It gives me shivers. Well, it gets me excited, you know, like to want to see it.
Ooh.
And I'm a big fan of the whole like Titan dwarf, you know, history. So I'm really, and I love how Ulduar, like that whole like Storm Peaks, all the instances in Storm Peaks and everything. It's just gorgeous
it's
looking.
Cool stuff.
So I can't wait.
We just did Halls of Lightning today.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just awesome
it's
looking. And so, parts of it will be phased out. Different bosses will be available at different times. They're setting up a schedule so that people have an idea, but they're doing very controlled testing. Not all the bosses at this point are going to be released. Mm-hmm. You're not going to see them all. So it's going to be much more isolated than before, than, you know, Nax and all the other ones that we did. They just went in there and did everything.
And 11, supposedly at this point, what they're saying is that 11 out of the 14 boss encounters will have a hard mode or multiple hard modes to them. So they're really liking that hard mode options, like with Obsidian Sanctum, 1, 2, 3, Drakes, etc.
Yeah, and I think that's a great thing to do. The one thing I'm not excited about, and it made me sigh, like, down, was the fact that they're adding these, all these different mechanics with the vehicles and whatnot to a bunch of these boss encounters. I really hope it's not something that's incredibly intrusive. I want to experience it. I want it to be hard, but I really wanted to do it with my tune, not with a machine, not with a,
or like on like the dragon, Malagos.
Exactly. You know, like I can appreciate part of it being that, but I really just I want to experience the content on my priest, not riding a dragon or trying to figure out how to handle some sort of vehicle to do something, to make something happen. I don't know.
Yeah. It almost is like PvP.
Yeah.
It says, you and your friends will have to use these vehicles wisely to break through Ulduar's defenses. A mix of motorcycles, demolishers, and siege engines will be at your disposal, each granting unique abilities to the pilot and the passenger.
Yeah. I don't know.
So
we'll see.
I don't know. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. And so if you didn't know, if you didn't log in last week and yesterday, you sort of missed Valentine's.
It's gone.
It's gone. It was only here for 5 days.
Thank goodness.
I am never going to get that Violet Pro whatever Drake, because I don't even bother, honestly, with these holidays.
Yeah,
I'm super bad about it. And I know there were some issues with the candies.
The Be Mine.
The Be Mine. The people upset because the candies wouldn't randomly give the correct ones that they needed for the meta achievement. Yeah. So, to those of you who never got your candies, I'm sorry.
Yeah. And Blizzard basically said, too bad.
the bags are working as intended.
Everybody was like, oh, they should remove this achievement from the list of achievements you have to be able to get the big achievement that then lets you get the achievement for the Drake and whatever, because theirs are too hard to get, blah, blah, blah. And Blizzard basically said, too bad. So, next year. That's basically what they said for that. I got the Valentine's thing, I got Lonely. That's the achievement I got. The one where you like click on somebody else's picnic basket thing and you sit there for a couple seconds. That's the only achievement I got on two of my tunes.
You would be the one.
I got Lonely.
Yes. Which one of your poor tunes got handled?
Fim and Fira both had Lonely. But I did not get any perfume or cologne. I didn't do anything with any guards anywhere. I didn't even go to any city except Dalaran during this whole week.
It was actually really funny because I was bored one night after a raid. I was like, oh, let me try it, right? So I get the perfume, I put it on, and I'm like, okay, I got the tokens. I'm like, okay, how do I get these? I'm like kissing the guards.
What now?
I'm like hugging them. I'm like, how do I get them to, like, you know I need to do something and I forgot. I had to look it up because this goes to show you, like,
tell you.
I just hit my mic.
Don't whack yourself with the microphone. Careful.
How into I am in these holidays. I don't even know what's going on.
Paying a lot of attention, huh?
I'm like, yeah, whatever. You see these people getting all these achievements, you know, they're making out with gnomes, getting cross-dressing and
goodness.
All that stuff. I'm like, you know, it's not really my scene, man.
I don't like making out with gnomes.
No,
I'm sorry.
No. But though we did see some funny pictures from that. Router has had a really good one.
I mean, a lot of the people in my guild were big into it, and they did all the different things. And I don't know. I'm not a big holiday person. I actually like it better when we don't have them, because it's not all this garbage.
they're cute though. I like the holidays. Yeah. I just don't. I'm not a.
Everybody's doing all these weird things. It slows things down. People are like, "Oh, I can't go on the raid because I'm doing this other crap."
Oh,
and
come
it's
on!
Like, we're trying to get 25 people together, and you can't even get them because half of them are doing some Love Is in the Air.
Oh, but you see, look, I personally don't care. Like, I think it's fun. You know, I just don't have the patience for it personally.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah, I don't have,
but,
I don't have patience for
but
anything.
But I don't begrudge anybody who does it. It's great. If
no,
they want to
no,
do it, go ahead.
No, it's fine. If they want to do it.
Yeah.
Just,
more power
like
to them.
I don't like it. I'm grumpy.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna... you just want to raid.
get off my lawn. Oh, sorry. You kids. You and your love is in the air.
So
in my day, we didn't have any love in the air. Love was on the ground. You picked it up. Oh,
and you ate it.
you ate it. Mm. It was good. You liked it.
So
tasted like crap.
So
oh,
so they gave us the idea. Moving on.
Yes. Yeah, fine. Fine.
They gave us the hope that we weren't going to be carrying ammo anymore.
Yes.
And then they took it away.
It's fleeting.
Yes.
Hope is fleeting.
Yeah. And now...
That's why I said they're going to change things. It'll
yeah.
happen.
So what's the new deal?
So what they said is that they want to still make it for hunters so they don't have to have a quiver
right.
or bag because it's taking up bag space and like crazy and whatever. So they're going to increase the stacking amount
uh-huh.
of ammo significantly.
To like
so
a thousand?
Like 1,000 or 5,000 or I don't know.
Yeah, that would be
didn't
good.
Specify yet. I guess we'll see when it gets on the PTR. But to large amount, they were going to do that. Because the main thing they said is that they're having technical difficulties in removing the usage of ammo when you fire.
Uh huh.
For right now, and wanted to get it out by 3-1.
Right.
So they're doing this, and then they're going to figure out another way of increasing the speed. Via like the you had with the quiver,
yeah,
the speed increase. They're gonna do it some other way. My thought was that they would put it on the actual ammo, and just make the ammo have that. So different levels of ammo would have different speeds, because you know, like when you're little, you only get a small increase from the quiver, and it gets faster as you get
right.
bigger. One of the other things they did say is they really wanted to. Implement the reason one of the reasons we wanted to implement this change to ammo at all was they really wanted to do some fun stuff with ammo and have different like ammo do different things, like so you could like carry around like a few different types of ammo, like now that you don't have to have 5,000 you know or you know 18 stacks or 20 stacks of arrows,
mm-hmm.
you could carry like 5 different types of arrows, all do the same damage, or some are big on damage, some increase your crit, some increase, you know, do stun, some add poison, I don't know.
Yeah, that'd
you
be
know,
cool.
Just cool stuff where you actually have like a little bit of a strategy is, what arrows do I use right now? You know, being able to swap arrows in the middle of the fight or something might be cool, and you know,
yeah.
just stuff like that. That would I think that would be awesome and give a lot of some more strategizing to like kind of what you're doing. You know, maybe you make macros that like fire a poison bolt and then switch your arrows to something else, and you know, or something. I don't know. Be some cool stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that I play my hunter, but that's besides. Not that you play your hunter either.
No.
But it'd be cool anyway.
Yes, no, I totally agree. It would still be cool.
Yes, still, definitely cool.
It'd be cool.
So I think that's all the 3-1 stuff. Oh, 3-1, yeah, like you're saying, we think 3-1 will be on the PTR soon.
Yeah, which is surprising to me, actually.
Yeah. They're ready. I mean, they've been working on it. What else are they doing?
No, it's just, you know, it's like it's a huge patch. I just
yeah.
wouldn't have expected
yeah.
them to start eking out, like dibbling out all this information, and then suddenly, oh hey, it's on the PTR. I mean,
yeah.
I'm just not used to it.
They know what they're doing. It's quick.
Yeah,
but they've been working on it for a while.
Yeah.
And actually, if you think about it, Wrath's been out for a while now. I mean,
it's been out since November.
Yeah, that's a while.
Well,
a few months.
Yeah,
that's we're all sick of Nax. Not really. Some people are sick of Nax.
Yeah,
I still enjoy Nax. I don't know about
I
you.
I am still
I
enjoying
like Nax.
Nax.
Yeah,
I would.
Fun.
I would like to clear Nax as a 25 already.
Yeah, well, I'd like to get past the first wing. It would be nice if we could actually get 25 people to show up.
And there's where the bitterness comes in.
Yes. Actually, on the OS fight, we got the less is more.
Oh, you know what? We went for that achievement, right? And we purposely were like, okay, we're going to limit the raid. But we're all a bunch of illiterates that we didn't read the achievement.
Less than, right?
Less than 21. It wasn't like 21 and less. It was less than 21.
So 21.
We had exactly 21. So we kill him, right? And it was a rough fight at the end because we had some people who hadn't been there before or whatever, and they were dragging. We had a bunch of ads getting
enraged. You're so excited, you didn't get it.
And then I'm like, why didn't we get this achievement? And then we read it. I read it. I'm like, we're all a bunch of illiterates, man.
Well, and not only do you have to do it for the boss, you have to do it for the drakes.
Oh yeah,
too.
But that's not an issue. The drakes didn't.
Yep.
Weren't an issue.
Yep. Well, yeah. I mean, but if you. Not that you were pinged. Yeah, I wouldn't pay. I didn't do it either. But if you wanted to, you could have gone in and seen that you didn't get credit for the drakes.
Yeah.
So, but I had to do it over two times because I actually had the final boss and maybe just the drakes. I had one of the drakes already done, but not the other ones and not the final boss. So.
Oh, jeez.
It was cool.
Yeah.
And I won the bag.
You won the bag? Well, that's great.
I won the bag.
Congratulations.
That was cool. Yeah.
Oh,
wait. What else did we have? Oh, Outlandish. Why don't you you tell them what happened?
The story.
Did you actually listen?
You know what? Their feeds still screw up. I can't download it now on iTunes or Zune. So tomorrow I'm going to have to rip it off their site, rip off the file itself manually and just like save it, which sucks.
Well, somewhere around 1 hour they mention that we mentioned them.
Uh-huh.
So, somewhere on the hour mark, they actually say, oh, and we were mentioned on Twisted Nether. So, we're mentioning that you mentioned that we mentioned you.
And I was a person that wrote a letter to you.
Yes, and they thought you were a guy.
And they thought...
Because no women play...
That's right. Women don't play World of Warcraft. But that's fine. I wasn't insulted about that. I was just... Like the letter tongue work.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The letter I wrote to the Outlandish guys was that their RSS feed wasn't working on my Zune. It worked for about a week after I sent that email, and now it has ceased to function once again, and it's now not working. From iTunes as well. I cannot download the podcast from either source.
It's weird.
And it's bothering me to no end because I really enjoy the show. And I am pissed off that I cannot hear my daily dose of vulgarity.
Yes.
Or weekly dose.
Very vulgarity. Yeah. I don't think we said this last time we mentioned their podcast, but it is not safe for minors.
No, it's not safe for work either.
No, it's not safe for anyone who doesn't want lots of cursing. Very explicit things. So,
it's funny
and
as hell,
they also did talk about your letter, but the way they actually got into that was somebody else wrote them a letter.
See?
Saying that you were a girl.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Someone wrote them a letter and said, Bree is not a guy. Bree is a girl, you wacko, or something like that.
No way.
That's near the end of the show. So I thought you'd like that.
Oh, wow. Now
I saved
I really
it to tell
to
you
it.
That for the show today because I thought I wanted to see your reaction. So anyway, so that's why they mentioned your letter again. Was because, and then after he said something, they were talking about it with the letter and everything. They basically said, and they mentioned us. I said that already, or something like that. So,
well, a big shout out to the Outlandish crew. I really, we really
keep it up.
Yeah, keep
you
it
guys
up.
Mention us in the next one. We'll mention you.
Keep going. No.
But, we mentioned that you mentioned that we mentioned that you mentioned that we mentioned.
Matt, I want to know why. Honestly, Matt. This is you asked me to respond to you via email. I couldn't do that. I was too busy. But I want to know why your stupid RSS feed isn't working. Okay? So
I think theirs is like manual or something. Because they have like just a manual website.
Yeah, but you know, they're through iTunes. I clicked on their, I subscribed to them through iTunes. And it was.
Yeah, but the iTunes is RSS.
No, I know.
Anyway,
I know. But what I'm saying is, you know.
It worked.
For whatever reason, it's not working. It's not working, and it's pissing me off, so...
Fix it.
Fix it, please.
Do it through feed burner or something. Is it feed burner?
I did that. I'm telling you.
No, not you. Him.
Oh, them. I don't know.
Is it through feed burner? Because feed burner will fix up things. I think it is, actually. It up for iTunes. I don't know. Anyway, I didn't look at it. I didn't try to fix it.
Okay.
Not my problem.
All right. But anyway. So, Matt. Moving on. Matt, you let me know. Okay. All right. So, moving on.
Yes. Do you have anything you want to... talk about
guild and such. I have a new addition in my household. I'm very proud. My new addition is named Contessa Rosalía Isabel Muñoz, otherwise known as Rosie, who is my new laptop.
Yay!
Yes.
The clamshell.
She is so full of awesome that I can dual box with her.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, I can have two instances of WoW running on her, and I've been... by the way, I've been dual boxing. I think I mentioned that.
I think so.
Yeah, so the chamois and the lock are 30 at this Woo-hoo. Point. Finally got a couple hours that I could actually play them. And so then been going up, leveling really fast. And And we're just doing 25s. I cannot believe that we're, like, consistently doing 25s. I have to keep pinching myself.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Cool beans.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it in our corner. What about you guys?
Yeah. Oh, we're actually really kind of trying to get people moving on the 25s.
Yeah.
We're working on implementing the loot system called EPGP, which is Effort Points Group... Gear Points.
I thought it was like a song, like...
EPGBs.
Yeah. From Ipijima.
Yes, EPGBs from Ipijima. But it's a pretty cool system. You give out effort points, kind of like the DKP thing, you know, you give out points. But instead of spending those points, you don't actually spend the points. You give effort points, and then when you get gear, you are given gear points. And your effort points divided by your gear points is your priority rating. So it's basically, you know, how much effort have you put in per amount of gear you've already received.
Uh-huh.
See what I mean? So therefore you get basically a percentage rating. And then the higher your rating is, the higher priority you get when you need something, when you need on something. And so, you know, you say, I need it. Then everybody who has said, I need it, they look at the priority ratings and the person who has the highest priority gets it.
Okay.
If nobody needs it and you greed on it, then what happens is we're using this cool tool called EPGP Loot Master.
Mm-hmm.
It's an add-on everybody gets, and it pops up a window on your screen with, like, you know, need, greed, pass, and you can put in a comment or whatever, and it automatically rolls for everybody. So the Loot Master gets a screen, comes up, and everybody can see this too if they want. There's a monitor so they can see the same information Loot Master gets. And it basically everybody gets a roll, a random roll. They don't have to do it themselves. It just does it for them. And so if you greed, then you go by the rolls. That's how we're going to do it. So we say, okay, the person who has the highest roll for the greed is this. And then the deal would be we got to set up some kind of thing where, like, maybe the greed would give you, like, half the gear points as normal. And gear points are all based on the item level and the slot they go, socket they go, you know, which slot they go in. If it's a weapon, it's worth more, etc. But the add-on handles all of it. Sounds really complex.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, because the add-on handles all of it.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool. We've basically been spending, we spent a whole 10-man raid of the officers, basically, pretty much all officers, just passing around Loot Master for each boss.
Mm-hmm.
To learn how to use the tool, to understand what it is, how it works, basically giving out effort points, you know, seeing how that ratios work and how that all works, so we can come up with kind of the policies around it. And I think everybody is kind of excited about it, because I think it will work pretty well.
Cool.
We did that. We did 10-man. I got my 4 out of 5 T7
Woo-hoo!
For my druid. So my druid is now 4 out of 5 T7. I bought the chess piece for the 80 emblems, because I really didn't have anything else to do with them. I picked up. We did do 25 today. We did OS. We didn't have 25 people. We actually had less So we got that achievement for OS. We did that. I got the bag. Said that already. And then we did the first boss in the spider wing. And I got the bracers.
Woohoo!
From there. The 213 level bracers.
Nice.
And they were a full upgrade. Like, I had the bracers from Culling of Strathholm.
Mm-hmm.
There's really good bracers at the end of that. I had those. And these were a good upgrade. So excellent. I really want the weapon from Max. Max is going to drop that Wrath Strike or whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Wraith Strike. The hand weapon thing.
Yeah.
That's what I want. That's what I want. So
I think that dropped for us today, actually.
Well, that dropped last time we killed Max. It dropped, and one of our tree druids won it.
Oh, okay.
So, but I still have a blue weapon. Mm-hmm. So it's the only thing I have left that's kind of I need badly is a weapon.
Oh man, I need
everything
so
else.
Much.
I've got good gear, like pretty much everywhere except for that.
Yeah,
so.
I still need a helm, pants, and. Yep. Something else.
Yep. I actually have a helm from the 25 man,
mm-hmm.
but it's not the tier one.
Right.
So what I'd like to do is get the tier helm and then get different pants, because the pants are really the ones that, like, the non-tier version are much better than the tier version,
mm-hmm.
for druids anyway, for Boomkin. So anyway, that's what we've been up to. Like I said, most of it has been this kind of learning this EPGP system.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I think it's going to, once we explain how it's going to work to everybody and they can really see, you know, we want to be very transparent with how it works.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do and how we're going to give out points and how the points, you know, what the gear points are and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
So.
Great.
We shall see.
Well,
maybe it'll get people to come because they want to get their effort points.
we can only hope.
Yes. Yeah. You know, you want to do things like you set up, okay, if you sign up, and you show up, you'll get more effort points than if you just show up.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get more effort points if you show up on time. You'll get more effort points if you show up on time and ready. You know, things like that, where yeah. we really give points to people to do what we need them to do so we can move quickly and get going.
Yeah, I hear you. Well,
I think there's
luck.
Some stuff like you give effort points per boss kill and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm hoping. Hoping. So,
and we have our interview next.
Yes, interview with, I'll say it, Mize from Leader of the Pack,
yep.
L-O-T-P.blogspot.com.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a good interview.
Yep, enjoy, guys.
Sticker, enjoy.
And now, here's the Twisted Blog of the Week. Is written by a real serious nugger thumper, so you buggers should go check it out.
Okay, welcome back. Our Twisted Blog of the Week is Mize from Leader of the Pack. And this is his description. Thanks to the videos of a crafty player by the name of Rubix, Mize has been in awe of druids and their vast potential and overpoweredness since before rolling one on Silverhand. Two druids later, Mize found his main and enjoys pushing her buttons nearly every day. He also enjoys playing his druid, also named Mize. Mize has had flirtations and occasionally heated affairs with the other classes, but will always remain true in heart to the druid. Aww. Mize is the fearless leader of Savant, at least while Berserk is up. He spends 3 nights a week in raids with his guild, and their exploits to date have included some hot group action with Sartharion, some cold group action with Sephirion, and some rather shocking group action with Malagos. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
The questions will come fast and furious. No. Once again, we'll start with the low question point, low point questions, and... No, I think we're going to not do the Jeopardy.
As long as I don't have to answer
in
the form of a
question,
time. I think we're good.
No. No.
I don't know if we know the answer, so. We'd have to ask for them first.
This is true enough.
You tell us the answer and we'll ask the question.
I don't know if I know the answer, so.
Well, we can start off with the first of our questions, which is the same as it always is, which is, when did you start blogging?
July 31st, 2008. Thankfully, I posted the first day that I started. Well, I guess you kind of have to. Huh? And that was leader of the pack, obviously. I'd done live journal before, which I used to keep track of magic games, multiplayer magic games that I used to play with a group of friends. And absolutely no one read that, but that didn't matter. And before that, I also used Live Journal to talk about the typical Live Journal emo crap, you know?
Yeah.
I cried so hard today. Slasherist.
Okay. So what inspired you to start Leader of the Pack?
Well, let's see. First blog I came across was Big Red Kitty, and that was... I think that was a good starter blog. Very fun to read. You just get the impression, you know, it's just a guy who's just speaking his mind, and you know, people are talking back to him, which is great. And then I'd look at his links, and I'd go from there. I'd start reading more and more blogs. And then I'd see things like metablog stuff, like the show, or the 20 questions with Maticus. And I thought, wow, those are really fun. Looks like a very nice community, fun people. And, I mean, it
no,
must be. It must
it's
be
horrible.
Fun.
Don't
really
do it.
Doing it.
Just masochist.
Masochist. Keep banging your head against the wall. Yeah, that's all.
Funny thing is most days, a lot of people in BA chat are like. Okay, I need a crap post for today. I gotta cop out with. Ooh, the ice stone has melted.
Yeah, that was.
I think I avoided it. I think I twittered about it, but I didn't post about it. I was thinking about it.
I didn't even bother. Yeah. I let everybody else do
who,
it.
Who was it? Yeah. Bell. Was it yeah. Bellwether? I think that came up yes. with the really long explanation.
I think what I'm gonna have to do is
the ice stone is melted.
Yes,
I
think I'm gonna need
Bell
to
came
write
up with
a
the best one in my
post. That aggregates all the ice stones are melting posts. No, it's not over.
It's over. Yeah. It's gone.
Yes.
It's
yes,
melted.
Yes. One of three.
But you should split it up and post it every day. Like just a new one every day.
Oh, well. So, yeah, I mean, that's, I think BRK has been the inspiration of many to at least start looking at blogs, if not start blogging.
Yeah.
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 Oh yeah.
Well, he's a very inspiring guy, especially if you listen to him.
next up, how long have you been playing WoW?
Well, according to the account thing on the website, I started April 13th, 2005, and that was just a trial account. I don't think I bought it right away. In fact, I'm pretty sure I sold all my stuff and sent my gold to a friend and deleted the character because I didn't think I was going to go back to it. Yeah, a few months later, I did actually go back, recreate that character, got him to, like, level 20-something, and then it wasn't until my friends rolled on Emerald Dream that I actually rolled my current main, and that may have been as much as, I don't know, 8 months to a year later.
Cool. So, your wife plays as well. Did you both start at the same time?
Oh, no. No, she started in September of 06. When I started, I was living up in a college town with some other friends. I had, you know, two roommates. They all kind of picked up WoW. And then we had some neighbors. There were also like three college age guys living together and we were real close friends with them and they all picked up WoW. And so eventually I ended up picking it up from them. At this point, my wife was living in, you know, our hometown about an hour drive away. So we only really got to see each other on the weekends. You know, she didn't really pick up WoW until after I had moved back to our hometown since I didn't really go to college. But, yeah, in order to get her into it, I actually had to buy it for her and pay for her first month.
Don't you get a free month?
Well, she's smart, you know. why put in the investment if she doesn't even know if she's going to want to do it? She's, you know, it's all about she knows that you want her to play, so, you know, make you pay for it.
Yeah, but guess who plays a lot more now?
So, on that note, what does she play in class, race, etc.?
She plays a human priest.
Okay.
She's usually Shadow. Right now she's Discipline, because we had kind of a shortage of healers, and one of our healers wanted to play on an alt. So she's playing Discipline, and I guess nearly cried herself to tears tonight trying to heal 25 people.
Oh.
No, she's shaking her head now. She's but she you should have heard her during the raid. She was pretty frustrated.
Yes.
It's very stressful. Yeah. Healing that many people.
There's a lot of bars.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
All those bars.
It's a lot, yeah. Especially when everybody gets smacked with like AoE damage and all you see is everybody's health go down. And you can't do anything except try and pound.
Yeah, I try my best to never look at the health bars. It's not. Especially my own. Since I'm the tank.
Now that both of you play WoW, how has that contributed or impacted your
relationship? Well, it definitely gives us a common thread. We talk about WoW pretty often, about to go to bed or something, she'll bring up, you know, whatever happened today, or I've got this idea for what we could do in the guild, or, you know, just something like that. Probably the worst times are like when we're in an instance together, she's healing and I'm tanking, and then I die, and it's because she like penance the mob instead of me or something. I'm pretty sure I got her used to that though. She's probably learned to shrug it off pretty well. And for at least 12 hours a week, we're no further than 5 feet apart since our computers are right next to each other.
That's cool. Let's see. Next question is about the guild. So you mentioned that you are the raid leader. Or you're also the guild master?
I'm the raid leader, the guild leader, the loot master, the bank master, the main tank. I'm actually the guild's only tank right now. Actually, I should take that back because tonight we actually had a really, really huge night. We did our first 25 mans with another guild, and they pretty much were swallowing them. So we're going to have giant guild, and I'm not going to have to do quite so much crap.
Cool.
I do the WoW Web Stats reports, which I've been really slacking on.
So did you form this guild on... Did you create this guild from scratch, or did you inherit it, or did you decide that you were going to run all these roles?
I created the guild from scratch, and the original intent was just to be a 10-man guild, only have 10 people that could always get on, you know, and that turned out to be a really, really stupid idea, because of real life and stuff like that.
Real life? What is that?
No, these people in there, they're real life.
These voices but, I hear.
But anyway, it was a terrible idea. I had just gotten from... I was in kind of a crappy guild that was stuck. This was back in BC. We were pretty much stuck. We eventually got past Magtheridon. But they never... I don't think they've downed a boss in SSC. And they were trying to do it for a couple months. And I went from that guild to the top guild on the server, which my wife got to come with. That was pretty cool. Except I didn't like the way they did things either. And they raided 5 nights a week. And as much as I like to make fun of the people with the real life, on the weekends, I'm those people. So.
Yeah. Hear you.
So, your druid is your current main?
Yes.
Okay, and,
Forever Noise.
How long have you had it and been playing it? Yeah.
Forever and always. Yes. Forever and always. I don't know. I don't really remember. It was sometime, I want to say October 2005-ish. So still quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
When we moved over to Emerald Dream, I was living with my roommate at the time, also decided to roll a druid, and we kind of leveled him competitively. We didn't level with each other. We were kind of competing against each other, and he was doing balance, and I was doing feral.
Did you win?
Okay.
I'm pretty sure but he already had a 60 warrior, so
that didn't so he cheated.
Yeah. Hey, but I got a few runs out of Scarlet Monastery from him.
Ooh, that works. Awesome.
I got to 60 about 2 months before Burning Crusade.
So going back to real quick on your 25 man run, what did you guys run?
We did Sartharion, 20 people, and that was nothing since the week before we had done it with 12 people. Thanks to, you know, idea came from Vanya from Egotistical Priest. And
yeah, when she did it with
nine. Yeah, she did it with 9 people, so she trumps us there, I guess. But we can't turn people away from a 25 man when we've only got 12 people in the guild.
Everybody.
Actually, it was supposed to be a 13 person, but someone we wiped on Sartharion the first time, and then someone didn't go in when we actually did kill her. So they got locked out.
Oops.
Makes me feel sad. After that, we went to Nax with our, you know, our sister guild, I guess, soon to be us guild, and we did really well. I get the feeling that a lot of people hadn't been in 25 man Nax before, and some of the people hadn't even seen the fights in 10 man. But we one shot an Ubercon, we two shot Ferlina, one shot Mexna, Noth, and then we did Hagen, and only 7 people made it to the end of Hagen. And we used our battle reses. We had 3 druids, and we all used our battle reses twice during the battle. So that tells you about how long it was.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's stupid room.
Yeah. Oh, but it was worth it, because I got the, I forgot the name of the staff already, but that's the staff that drops off of 25 man Noth, and it was a nice tanking upgrade.
Awesome.
Oh, excellent. Congrats.
It kind of looks to me like a tennis racket.
I think there's a lot of stuff that looks like tennis rackets in this game.
So, in terms of, I'll just read the question. So, are you excited over any of the new changes on the horizon pertaining to your class or in general?
Yeah, the changes look really good. I know they say that Savage Defense is supposed to be about equal, you know, when they nerf Survival of the Fittest to give us less armor. They're going to put in Savage Defense, and it's basically going to be Bear Block. And assuming it stacks, like if we get several crits off of a swipe or something, this thing is going to be absolutely awesome for AoE tanking. And we're just going to be just crazy good. We're actually going to be like the reverse of every other tank that gets like 180 degree block and 360 degree threat. We're going to have 360 degree block and 180 degree threat. It'd be
like weird. Because just like being contrary.
Yeah.
It's the bear bot. That's what it is.
Well, the bear bot should be able to do something like, you know, just, I don't know.
or making some kind of noise out of it.
Oh my god. It should do a thunderclap every time I sit down. Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, gas cloud. There you go.
Or you know, yeah, like a Grodulus. Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
Mobs are going to kite you around the room. Yeah. Oh, move. Another poison. Move. So anything else?
Yeah. And they're going to wipe the first 5 times.
Any of the changes, at least the stuff that so far we know for 3.1, or maybe not even for your class, but in general, are you excited about any of the other things coming in 3.1 that you've heard of?
I'm pretty happy about dual specs, because that means we might actually get another tank. Maybe another healer. I don't know. That mana regen's kind of hitting them, though. You know.
They'll make it up somewhere.
Yeah, I think it'll be okay.
We have a Death Knight that like respecs pretty much every other raid, because he tanks in like Sartharion, but for Malygos he DPSs, and for most of Nax I think he can get away with the DPS.
Well, somebody said that for DKs really and truly you can tank in any spec, you just need the gear. Like, if you swap your gear out, that you could do okay. I don't know, personally, but that's what I've heard.
Frost Tree doesn't seem to have a lot of mitigation talents. It's got toughness and maybe something else. That's probably it.
Oh, maybe there were blood or something.
I don't know. I expect to get hate mail from BKs.
Always.
Yeah. That's okay. They're just
there's so many of them. Come on, who cares?
They're already dead anyway.
So what are your guild's current ambitions? I guess you're merging and whatever, but so what is your the merged group's ambitions?
Yeah, our original ambition before tonight, I would have said we just want to get 25 people together, but since we seem to have that under control now, it's really just a matter of get the rest of Nax down, get Maligos down for 25, start doing Sark plus 1 and 2 and 3 and so on and so forth. Just basically do as much as we can, get as much gear as we can, and maybe gear up a couple alts. I don't know. So that we'll be ready when 3-1 comes out.
So how has your experience with Lich been so far?
Well, I definitely went into it a lot more knowledgeable about my class. When I went into BC, I was actually kind of a hybrid Resto Feral spec that was sort of like supposed to tank. I didn't know how good Mangle was back in those days. So it was like I had to have Nature Swiftness because it's so awesome, and I don't think I really used it that much in hindsight. But now going into Wrath, I definitely knew what I wanted. All the spoilers they had, you know, like the Wrath of the Lich King wiki and stuff like that, I already pretty much knew how I was going to spec leveling up and tanking an endgame. I already knew pretty much, you know, what makes a good raiding guild, since I have been in our server's top raiding guild. I watched how they do things. And sat out a few times for them, which I'm not used to at all.
Did you think the your discovery of kind of the blogging world and you know the websites and whatever that you've been reading has made a vast difference in your playstyle and your abilities and your knowledge of your class?
Very much so. Yeah, very, very much so.
Okay.
No, I don't even think most of those resources were even available when BC came out. At least I hadn't heard of them. I hadn't even heard of WoWWiki or anything like that. I didn't know anything about tanking, so I pretty much started level 61 tanking just blindfolded. Okay, well, I guess I'll hit this guy, and maybe that guy too, so that he doesn't go hit the healer. And it was all very experimental, but it seemed to work, and it got me groups. So I stopped.
Well, how do you think everybody else figured out how to do it?
Exactly.
Someone had to do it. Yes, exactly.
They threw the butt around.
Well, it surely wasn't from my blog, because I don't think I've written anything about tanking.
Yeah, I didn't hit 60 on Fimless until BC was almost out. Also, I mean, I left the game for a little while, came back, and leveled to 60 like the week before BC came out. So I hadn't gone to any of the raids or any of that. And I hadn't actually seen any of the blogs or any of that information either, because I just didn't have any reason to. If you don't raid, it's not a huge amount of, you know, at least back then, definitely, there was not a lot of reason to try to optimize your character. It's kind of just build it the way you want. You'll do okay.
Well, I want to say back in those days, didn't hunters used to suck? But then again, so did druids, and so did pretty much every class except for warriors and priests, if you were tanking on your warrior and healing on your priest.
Oh, I did okay. I mean, I had friends. I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't a raider within my guild. But I knew my guild master from when he started the guild, so he didn't kick me. So I was still there when I logged back in, amazingly enough.
You got you loved
yeah.
You,
and I didn't cancel my account, so I was still there.
As a pity fan. So,
yeah. Hey, like, oh, I came back in. He was I'll the only one that knew around. Who I was. Everybody else thought I was new. I'm like, who are all you people? But anyway, this isn't my interview. This is yours. So cool. I'm really glad that the
by all means,
community has been able to help you out. I mean, it definitely is. From what we could tell, everybody said the same thing. that yes, once they gotten into kind of reading the blogs, And using that information, they know a lot more about their class, and it's helped them quite a bit. I think that was one of the someone blogged about that, right, Bree? We had talked about that in one of our topics.
Yeah, it was Stumpolino.
That was I definitely think that's a great question to ask each of these people. Of course, you know, running a blog kind of tends to skew you in that manner, though. So maybe we got to get somebody on who doesn't run a blog and ask them that. Who are you? Some random person.
Well, we have to get somebody on who's never read blogs.
Actually,
there's a lot of people in my guild that don't.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a. I thought you were just talking about a person who's read blogs but doesn't have one or something. Because I know there was someone like that came into BA chat the other day, and everyone was like, "What's your blog?" And then they eventually finally said, "No, I don't have a blog, guys. I'm just
watch
a fan."
You.
Oh. And then everyone was like, "What? This is inconceivable. Does not process.
You must be
poor dumb."
This is secret BA chat.
Yes. Bob acting like a siren in the whole thing. Yes, it was very funny.
We don't serve your kind here.
So what other alts do you have?
I have an 80 paladin who I've tried to level retribution, but I just go back to prot. I can't
like
do retribution
tanking.
And there's no way. Yeah, I just like tanking. At some point I do have ambitions of raising, you know, warrior and death knight up to be an 80 tank, but I'm happy with my paladin right now. And in some instances, like Stratholm, it's definitely much more fun going into the pally. Especially since I'm not quite geared for it yet. It's like, am I going to die on this pull? It could happen.
Yeah, we went into culling a Stratholm with a pally tank the other night, and we got the timed event down with 4 minutes to spare.
You know, I think we would have got the timed event if I hadn't died twice. From not quite being geared enough, but I was defense capped. Cool. At least I know to go in.
Yeah, it's a fun. I think with pally tank, it's probably the best out of all of them for that particular instance. But you know, I know we'll get calls of people saying no, which is good. Please call. Tell me I'm wrong.
And pally tanks have absolutely just amazing threat, and especially DPS. I was running Utgard Keep at 79 at the beginning of the instance, I was doing 2,000 DPS.
Yeah, sometimes.
And it was just absolutely insane. I didn't even pop
the sometimes wings. A lot of times the pally tank will be mostly even with my boomkin in terms of total damage. Usually I'm higher in DPS, but because he starts the fight, you know, so he's fighting longer, does more damage total, but less damage per second while I start once he's gotten threat. So, but he's usually keeping up with me in total damage and is near the top almost all the time. So,
yeah, and it's not as fun though, because like when you show the damage meters and you see that like people below the tank usually want to, you know, kind of rib them and say, yeah, you're below the tank, but it's really not fair when the tank does
huge
you
AOEs.
Know,
yeah,
like actual DPS.
Yep. Exactly.
On his own.
Yeah. Do you have any other alts, or that's the only other high alt level alt?
I have a 73 troll hunter who was supposed to hit 82nd, but I couldn't do it. All my guild being on the alliance side, all my friends, and then having another tank. I mean, I really do like the tanking better. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy the hunter, but the hunter is more like, you know, I don't feel like thinking today. Let's go play the hunter. And originally I rolled that hunter to play with my friends that I originally mentioned, because they kept switching what they wanted to do. They don't play WoW anymore. Go figure. They get me into the game, they don't play anymore. But they eventually rolled a horde character, so I rolled a hunter, and the very first day, this was before patch 2.4, I think, with the experience boost, or was it 2.3? But very first day on my hunter, I got up to level 18, brand new server, didn't know anybody, you know, had never really done a horde character before, and I found that in my opinion, and I don't understand how people can disagree with me, but the horde quests are just easier. They're more compact, close together. The quests themselves are easier. My favorite example is Test of Faith, which, if you don't know what that quest does, the guy teleports you to the top of the cliff, and he tells you to jump off. And then right before you land, he teleports you back. And then that's the quest, and you get, like, full quest experience for that.
Not bad.
But, Yeah. And just the zones are just more efficient, I think. Like, Westfall, you're going... You know, you've got Sentinel Hill in the middle, and you've got all these places all around Westfall you gotta go. Well, when you go to the Barrens, I mean, it's a larger zone, right? And the level range is wider. But what you have is you can go to the Crossroads, and you do the quests in the Crossroads and around the Crossroads, and it's not that big of an area, especially when you compare it to, like, Westfall. And then you go up north, and then you do the quests up there, and then you kind of go around a circle. You go back down to the Crossroads, and you do the quests down there in a circle, you know, near Ratchet. You go down to Camp Tarajo, I think it's called. And then you do all the quests in a circle over there, and then by the time you're done, you've gained, like, 10 levels.
Well, maybe they did the Alliance stuff first, and then the Horde second, and that's why they learned something or something. I don't know.
Well, I think they just maybe paid a little more attention to the Horde at first, because they just had more quests. I mean, for a human, you couldn't really quest up to 60. Yeah. When you got to, like, 40 or so, you'd have to stop and do an instance because you ran out of quests. Yeah. You'd have to go to Uldumon or something.
Well, they added all those quests in
the Dust Bowl. Uldumon. Yeah, that's why they added all the Mud Sprocket stuff. And, you know, nowadays with the accelerated questing, it really doesn't matter. And especially with Referrer Friend, because I got my Referrer Friend tunes, and I bought a second account for that, which is linked to my wife's account, so I could use my main to run us through instances. And I think we get up to... Well, we haven't quite got up to 60 yet. But to get up to, I think, 50 maybe takes a day. So.
Cool. So what is your favorite activity to do in game that does not involve raiding?
Do 5-man instances count?
I guess so. Not raiding.
It's pretty much the same thing. That's really what I play the game for, is for the people. Because when you get out to it, I mean, it's a pretty basic game, and it's really easy to automate so that you don't have to really, you know, think about the game itself, but instead make the best time that you have with the people that you're playing with. And that's what I really latch on to as far as the game. You know, so my favorite thing is doing instances, which are kind of like mini raids, I guess. When I level a character, leveling, I can do it all right, but I don't really enjoy it as much as I do instancing. So my entire purpose for leveling is instancing at the level cap. And there's a lot of... I do kind of enjoy the lore, but only from the farthest possible distance. Like...
Do you have any plans for your blog?
Yeah, of course I do. They aren't very concrete plans, I'll tell you that much. I plan to write more posts at some point. I don't know when the next one's coming. Actually, probably the next one's coming when I say, hey, I was on Twisted Nether Blogcast. So everyone will probably already see that if they actually go to my blog, which there's no guarantee there. But I plan on writing more useful stuff, more guides. Like today I wrote a guide about getting defense capped on your paladin. And I went over, you know, just basically whatever I did. I did enchants, and then I look at my gear. And then I also said you could look at your gems too. And that sort of thing. It was actually more in-depth than that. The way I just recounted it to you kind of sounded retarded. If that was the article, I would advise against reading it.
Oh, it's the Cliff Notes.
Yeah.
Go listen.
No. That was just the cliff. There were no notes.
Okay.
For that.
There's no notes. Just fall off the cliff. Go read it right now. lol-o-t.blogspot.com.
Yeah, I really wasn't thinking so much when I made that. I just wanted because it's really hard to type.
That's okay.
That's probably a hindrance there, but yeah, Leader of the Pack was already taken, LOTP was already taken, so I hyphenated it, and I probably could have done something better.
Nah, that's okay. But, no big deal. People will figure it out. And once you have it bookmarked, who cares?
True enough. Or in your RSS reader.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. You don't type it more than a couple times. yeah. Or if it's in your history, as soon as you hit L, it pops up.
Yeah, and I think as my guild grows and we start doing harder things, like not the easiness that is the current content, I know some people are going to argue about that too, but that's okay. It's easy content. It's first-tier stuff. So, but as we start doing harder stuff, I think I like to put a little more guild-type advice, you know, especially as situations arise, I can kind of vaguely, thinly veil, anonymize it, you know, change the names to protect the not-so-innocent and say, this is what happened, this is what we did, and this is how it worked out for us, you know. And I definitely need to put more actual druid stuff on there, because I think the only real pertinent druid information I have on there is soloing Anzu, which doesn't really help you in the end game.
No.
Well, I mean, which is perfectly fine in its own, but as an end game player, you would think that I might actually write about the end game at some point, other than, hey, I got this loot, aren't I cool?
That's what I do.
which is perfectly fine.
That's fine. I know.
Perfectly fine, but I
had a
different.
Useful post, so I guess I can't say that anymore.
Yeah, you had that one useful
I
post.
I ruined it. I have to delete that post.
You ruined
to delete
it.
I removed my whole shtick.
It's already etched in my brain, so you can't delete it.
Maybe I'll modify who posted it. I'll say Bree posted it. It was really Bree's. Bree did it. Yes.
Actually, I did post one
an add-on thing that we don't use anymore, the group calendar.
Group calendar. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
She did
I
a great job
so buggy.
Explaining it.
But yeah, I mean, I think the thing about the druid guides right now for me is I don't know how well people would be able to relate, because when I gear my druid, I use all these different tools. So, like, if I were to write a how to gear your druid guide, and I actually wrote down how I actually gear my druid, it would turn more into a how to use RAR, pawn, and loot rank to figure out what pieces of gear are ever so slightly better than the other ones. It wouldn't... I guess it would be too abstract. I don't know.
Yeah.
It tells you how to tell yourself how to do stuff. I don't think people are ready for that level of guide.
Yeah,
the guide
that's a
guide.
Little existential.
Yeah. Three-dimensional guide.
Meta guide. Tell you how to write your own guide.
It's like, it's like those blogs on how to blog. I don't know.
Yes. Or podcasts about blogging. Oh wait, no. That would be a podcast about podcasting.
No, but this is fun. This is interesting to listen to.
Okay.
You know, every Monday I get to sit down for 2 hours and veg out at work.
Yes. I could just add a whole bunch of blabbing at the end. Blah, 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 blah. So we talked about like kind of the upcoming changes and things you want to do to your blog, but what in general keeps you going? What keeps that blog going? What keeps you wanting to come back and write whenever you do?
I really think it's the same as any other creative venture. I write code for a living, which some people probably won't see as creative, but it is an incredibly creative task. And I play music. I play the piano. And I'm looking at getting back and playing French horn. And this is just another creative endeavor to me. And this exercise is a completely different side of my brain. And it's fun to create something and share it with other people, especially if they come along someday and they say, hey, that was useful to me, or that made me laugh. Or in the case of my 25 rhymes, that hurt my brain. Please don't do anything like that ever again. And it makes you proud to see something that you made on display. You know, you just come across it like I subscribe to my feed, just, you know, to check if it works, right? But I mean, it's also when I come across my own posts, I don't even realize it. That kind of makes me happy. It's like, wow, I wrote that like a few days ago and I totally forgot about it. And then I remember that forgetting things is not a happy thing.
Well, it's good that you remember that, at least.
Yeah. And
So this is our
final question. This is for all the marbles.
I'm
ready. Yeah.
Well, that's funny because I actually have a friend who I think he says all for the marbles or something like that. He totally screws it up, but he does it on purpose every time. And every time he says it, he waits just the perfect amount of time since the last time he said it, and it's completely funny.
He needs to say it with a mouth full of marbles, and that would be even better.
Which usually over like a game of foosball or something.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So, if we ask your wife, all right, which non-combat pet would your husband be? Which one would she choose?
I would have to say a panda cub because they're irresistibly cute and they tend to oversleep. But I actually asked her the question and she couldn't come up with one. And when I told her that a panda cub was a good idea for her to say, she laughed and she shook her head.
So does that mean that she wouldn't say that?
No. Since I'm a druid, you know, feral druid running around in cat form, she does kind of think of me as a pet, but more in like the sense of a hunter's pet or something. Nah. Like an uber beastmaster hunter that, like, you know, just the pet goes and does everything for him instead of them working cooperatively.
There you go. I want one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. You could just sit like down go
AFK auto shot and send the pet in. Ooh, you're all done. Oh, wait, I do that.
And then okay. Well, I was going to say, and then Blizzard banned you for botting, but then again, we still have all those other hunters playing, so.
Yeah. Not yet.
Yeah.
We can hope. No, hey.
And yeah.
So, yep, I think that's the end of our interview.
No reader questions? Oh, you didn't solicit them, that's right.
I asked.
Oh, you did?
On Twitter, I asked, nobody, I guess I didn't give them enough time. We don't tend to get a lot of reader ones, usually. I don't know why.
No, we don't tend to get a lot of reader.
Exactly.
They just want to listen to it. They don't actually contribute to the questions.
Make rethink of all the questions. Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've thought about calling and leaving a voicemail and then just didn't do it because I didn't want to, really.
Well, now that you've gotten the being on the show out of your system, you can just call in whenever you want.
Yes.
Without having to think, should I do it? You've already been on here for so long now.
40 minutes about, yeah.
Exactly. So
this is a short interview. We went through those questions too fast.
I'm sorry. I told you, you elaborate. That's okay.
And this is why I wrote notes. I mean, because if I didn't have the notes, then it would be even shorter. It'd be like a 10-minute interview.
Yeah. Do you have any other alts?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like that one question. You can tell. It was kind of a surprise to me because I was like, yes. Yeah.
Do you read blogs? Yes. Which ones? Well, it was a surprise to me that I asked it too, so don't worry about it.
Fim usually doesn't.
I don't do that. That's Bree's
ask spontaneous
job.
Questions. That's usually my
job. So how
come
to me, though?
How come you haven't asked me a spontaneous question, Bree?
She's sick.
Because I am. I'm under the weather, and so I
cast hurricane on her.
No.
Quick, cast abolish poison.
I'm in cyclone right now.
Remove disease, whatever. Anyway, thank you very much for coming on. It wasn't that short. It was pretty good. It was great having you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep. It was awesome.
Yep. And we will talk to you again later.
Sure. Anytime you guys want, like, filler. You probably want to call someone else if you want it to be long filler, but I can at least provide something.
You can answer yes or no whenever you want.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. Have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
This is Larissa from the Pink Pigtail Inn, and here are some hot topics from the internet.
This is my boomstick!
So we have our hot pockets. Hot topics.
Hot pockets of the week.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to be really honest. I slacked a little, so I apologize. No detriment to the post that I've picked for today. It's just I didn't have a lot of time to dive in to try and find Meteor posts. So I apologize, yes. But these are still excellent, and we're gonna go yes. into them right now. So Larissa from the Hunter's Mark, she created a great post of different WoW resources. So it's this great post that has like a bunch of different. I think it's like
33 yeah. WoW resources you can't play without.
Right, exactly. So
and there's one I agree with more than any. I don't remember which number it was.
I think it's 31 or something.
31 yeah. or something like that.
Yeah.
She agrees like the rest of us, and you guys do too. You cannot play without Twisted Nether. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but the reason why her post is here is not just because she put us on the
list.
No.
That's
the post is awesome. Here is because it's a really good list of yes. resources.
Yes.
So I highly recommend that. The link will be in the show notes. It's a yes. great all-in-one post where you can just pick what you need.
Yes.
And it has all kinds of stuff on it.
On a side note to that, mm-hmm. I promised I'd mention him twice during the podcast, so here's the first time. Stop, also known as Quecklin, from the Stoppable Force, is going to be taking over the administration of our utilities section,
Woo-hoo!
The utility site section of the wiki.
Go, stop,
So he promised. So he promised. And this post I sent to him saying, this is a great place to start.
Yep.
So... kind of related in that respect. We do have a section on our wiki, wiki.twistednether.net, that is for utility websites mm-hmm. like Wowhead and Beemba and those things. And we kind of been slacking a little bit. We don't have a lot of like information about each of the sites. We just kind of have a big list. So Stop is going to be taking over the administration of that and trying to clean it up and beef it up a bit and make it a really good resource. So we not only have the big list of blogs, but a big list of utility websites. So that would that yeah. be BLOWS, blows. No.
Yeah, and it, the list of the utilities, when people think of utilities, they just think of like, you know, Wahoo and stuff like that. We're talking about stuff to like... Also, I think we got a request to add a website that deals with recruitment, you know, for guild recruitment, things
exactly.
like that. So there, it's just not just for the game itself, but for your guilds, different utilities you can use for management, for
basically,
your recomposition and stuff. That's where we'll try and put all that in one place. Yeah.
Yeah, it's sites that don't really fall in, that aren't blogs.
Right.
But are still useful for a WoW player or a blogger.
Absolutely.
So, this isn't on our little list there, but I wanted to say the most popular site, new site, that has started in the past week or so, is also, I believe, Stop did this. And there's number two. has the ice stone melted.com.
Oh. Yes, we'll get into
He's
that now.
60,000 hits or something.
Are you serious?
Something nuts.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
Like, insane number of hits.
And if you have no idea what we're talking about, we'll explain it
go
now.
Go there.
Yeah.
Go to the site. Forgetting the question about what the frick the ice stone is. All that's on the site is a big freaking
yes.
question mark.
Oh, is a question mark?
I think it's question mark now. It's,
no.
But it may say no now or yes.
It used to
what
say
it?
Yes.
Let's see. Let me go. I'm going to look it up
yeah,
now.
Look
Here
it up.
I go. I'm looking it up right now. Has the ice stone melt? You did
can't
tell
believe
everybody
he got...
what it's about.
Yeah, I'll tell them now. I can't believe that he actually got the URL.
There is a question mark on there, which actually points to the blue MMO champion post about the ice stone melting. But it now says not until midsummer.
Oh. Okay, so for those of you who may be wondering, what the hell are we talking about the ice stone? Because I know that when I finally wandered into BA, I think it was like Tuesday, and everybody was screaming about the ice dome melting. I was like, what are you people babbling about? And what happened was, if anybody remembers, during the Midsummer Festival, there's a boss, that the guy in Slave Pens, that he's an ice lord or something, and when you summon him or when he's activated, there's an emote that says the ice stone has melted, or the ice stone is melting. What's the right way of saying it?
The ice stone has melted.
Yeah, ice stone has melted. So what happened was some glitch happened in the servers, on all the servers, and for like a couple of days, it would periodically spam throughout the server, like every 10 minutes or so, saying that the ice stone has melted. And so it became, for this week, it became a phenomenon. Everybody, I'm talking about everybody, had a post on the webs talking about that the ice stone had melted and the different ways the ice stone had melted. There were poems given out to the ice stone.
Of course.
There were scientific theories about why the ice stone had melted, and it was really funny because it was a total glitch and it was completely unintended. But instead of getting annoyed, I think, I don't know where I read this, but somebody was saying instead of getting annoyed, people embraced it and took it for fun. And it really was something that was hilarious. I remember that Leafy from Leafshine actually changed his banner to include the ice stone and this
include the melting ice stone.
Yes, to include the melting ice stone and to say leaf shines, the ice stone's melting, you know, something like that. And it was just really funny for a few days. Yep. That's all everybody would talk about would be the ice stones were melting. So if you don't even know what we're talking about, that's what it was. And it was hot fixed because it was so, it was not supposed to be spamming that, so. Just
constantly.
Yeah, so that's what it was about. If you weren't around, you missed it, but there you go. So there's a bunch of posts to live on in the past so that you can go back and relive it in your own way.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, so there's that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's see, the emblems.
Yeah, the emblems. Sia from Banana Shoulders. This was it's a couple days old, but I remember seeing this and it was interesting. The emblems, the way that the emblems, the tiering is going to work is actually kind of interesting the way from what it is now. Right now you have heroism, which is the heroics and the 10-man version of the emblems, and then you have the valor. Valor emblems, which is the 25-man version. When Ulduar comes out, you're going to have the 25-man Nax and the 10-man version of Ulduar are actually going to share the emblems of Valor, and then there's going to be a new emblem for the 25-man version of Ulduar, which I can't remember off the top of my head.
What
it was going to be, I think Conquer or something like that.
Yeah.
So those are going to have obviously the 25-man version of Ulduar will have a different set of emblems, and it will also have different items that you will be able to purchase with said emblems. Likewise, there will be a high probability that there will be additions to the Valor emblems, because as they bring out the Ulduar stuff, they may be adding to that. I don't know, like what Sia was saying was that there may not be adding stuff for the heroism stuff, because I mean really there's not a lot there. There's only a couple pieces from your tier 7, and then maybe those trinkets, and after you get that, I don't know, you're off to try and get stuff for your alts.
Yeah, makes sense. I think, I don't know. I'm excited about the changes.
Yeah.
I think that it'll be kind of cool. I'm kind of annoyed. I want the emblems to be tradable between characters in your account.
I really wish they could be.
Because Fim has a bunch of Valor ones, and so does Fira, but she doesn't have enough to get anything.
Right.
Neither of them do. So it's like,
but together they could combine.
Yeah, together they have plenty.
Be able to buy
exactly.
Something.
Combine them up. I can buy something good, like a ring.
Yeah.
A few more 25s, maybe I can get there.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. I think I'm saving for something. I'm not sure what. I got I got my back. No, I got... What did I get? I got, I think, my... the ring. I got the ring. No, I got the ring.
Oh, the Valor for the Valor ones?
Yeah, I got a ring, but I have 25 now, so I think I can get a neck if I wanted to. I'm not. I'm debating. Anyway, so Anna, from Too Many Annas, our very own Anna, received... She was talking to Wynn from World of Madicus, and Wynn was asking her how is it possible that she can keep up with all the alts because they're so expensive. And so, if you're interested in, you're not an alcoholic now, but you're interested in leveling maybe another alt or figuring out some way of managing how do these people handle like 10 alts and still be able to actually pay for repair bills, Anna has a really good article of like what she does to be able to keep her toons in sort of in check. So, in to keep them flush in the dough. And it's really... similar to, I think, what a lot of people end up doing when they start with these alts is that they create this sort of insular hub where one toon, where each toon feeds off each other and gives to each other. So there is like a circular motion of currency and mats going through them. And the bank alt the bank alt being the center of holding the majority of those resources. Sort of centralizing everything so that you can actually see what you have and trying to filter that out to the alts when needed. I know, I don't think she was mentioning about the gatherer, but I know on my end, I have one toon that just gathers for all my other toons. And so that toon filters the mats to the other ones that could use that for actual professions that build something or create something. So... she has some really good tips there if you're interested in looking at how to set it up. If you are starting out or want to get more alts and not sure exactly how to play around with them, she can give you a really good idea of how to set up that system so you don't run yourself dry.
I've got actually pretty good. I don't have like 10 alts, but with just the few I have, building up my the money, because I got the Epic Flying on Fim and also Epic Flying on Fun somewhat recently, like just in Wrath of the Lich King. And I'm already back up to like over 3,000 gold total on all my toons, just after, not long after getting Fun his Epic Flying and the Cold Weather Flying. So a lot of it has to do with just, for me, questing, you know, and doing the instances, doing quests, and that builds up a lot of money. I haven't been doing a lot of auction house or any of that. I just haven't had time.
Yeah, I need to actually like start doing something because I'm down to like I think 300 gold because I have not, I have not at all. I have not done any farming, selling, nothing for like 2 or 3 weeks now because been going, you know, raiding crazy.
Busy.
Yeah, really busy and I haven't had a chance, but it's pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, I make a lot from the quest money because I have, like, Fira, she hit 80 and she has, like, tons of places to go quest because, you know, I didn't do Zul'drak, didn't do Storm Peaks, didn't do Ice Crown, I didn't do I did Sholazar. So she's got all those places to do. Fun has, obviously, leveling stuff to do, but also all the gear you get from that, so I'll sell it. You know, I sell it back, I vendor it. So therefore, I'm making money from that. So you get quite a bit. I mean, it builds up. I'm impressed at how easy it is to do it just without having even to go into the auction house or any of that.
Yeah.
So that's that.
That's that.
Yes. I think, and we did the ice.
Yes, ice baby.
My eyes tone has melted. So that's our topics. We will be back with our mail call just after this.
Who are you? What do you want? Stay away from me!
So, we've got mail.
Woohoo! What happened to my Voices of the Nether?
Voices from the Nether. By the way, you know that song I wrote? The spoof I wrote, She's Always a Warlock.
That's the best, yes.
Yeah. So I tried to sing it. That was bad. It was a bad idea. But first I tried to sing it, like really sing it, like, and I'm just horrible, I guess. I don't know. I haven't sang in so long, it's for real, that it's just bad. So I did it kind of like a, like a spoken singing thing. Like, instead of singing it, I kind of said it, kind of like a performed play, but to the music, whatever. So I was thinking I might. It may not be there. You may be lucky, you may not, depending on how you feel like it. I may add it to the end of this. So depends on how many other bloopers we have, which I don't think we have many.
Do it.
So do I'm gonna it. Not the singing version, because that will just hurt you. So I don't know. Maybe I'm too critical, but I might send it to someone to listen to, as long as they promise not to post it without asking me first.
Don't send it to Rav, then she'll put it up.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm not. She's like, send it to me, send it to me. I'm like, no. I think it's pretty bad, but I don't know. So anyway, I think I'll put the other one on there, because that's not that bad. It's pretty funny.
Okay, awesome.
It's like a funny rendition of it. It's just like talking, like, you know. So anyway, we did get email a couple weeks ago before our
round table.
You know, we didn't do any mail on the round table. So I will read it here. I'm holding the moments for right now to next week, because we are running a little long this week, because we had all that news about 3.1. So I'm holding on to the moments. If you still want to submit one, you may.
Oh,
I actually just got
we
one.
Should just let it go. I mean,
few days ago.
We're almost into
But if
March.
You want to, yeah, I know. If you want to submit one, you can. I haven't put them into a show yet, so go ahead. I'm not saying you have to anymore. If you feel like it, because we got one from somebody. There's a few people actually who are behind in listening to the podcast, and they didn't even know about it. So, for all those of you who really want to still do it, go ahead. I'm going to put them in next week, though. Definitely. That's the end of it. It's the end. I will not do it anymore. It's failed. Failed experiment. Anyway.
Oh, Finn.
Here. No, it's fine. So here is the email we got from Alex, a.k.a. Firelight, from the EU Steamweedle Cartel Realm. Mm-hmm. Or, once again, as my son likes to call it, Realm. Hey there, Bree and Fim. I just wanted to say hi and give you guys a big grats on a great podcast. I should do it like other podcasts in some silly voice. No. My name's Alex. I already have a silly voice, so what does it matter? My name's Alex, and I live in Portsmouth in the south of England, and I've been playing WoW for almost 3 years now. Mm. He says, sounds like I'm introducing myself at an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. Ooh, I didn't know they do that. I've been blogging for a year and a half now about my Rhett Paladin on retribution-paladin.blogspot.com. The link will be in the show notes, and about alts and other WoW-related things. I started blogging after I've contacted another blogger, Rohan at Blessing of Kings, asking for some advice on Rhett gear, as I just joined my current guild as a Rhett Paladin and needed some help. About 2 to 3 weeks later, I wanted to write somewhere about my experiences as a raiding Rhett Paladin, which at the time was probably about the rarest class-spec combo in the game. 18 months later, and our guild have moved on in leaps and bounds, and with 3.0, Rhett finally got the love, speaking of love, they deserved, and subsequently the nerf. And now, as one of the top DPS in the endgame raiding guild, we've cleared all the 25-man content, bar Malagos. Boom, 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 boom. So, he actually has a question, and the question he has posed, and this will be to Bree, because she is the one who does it. He wonders how we go about picking people to interview for our podcast. Step up to the mic.
I would love to say that we have a incredibly complex and...
it's all math.
It's all, like, you know, math.
Theory crafting.
And equations, yes. And there's statistics that need to be achieved prior to me asking you to be on the podcast, but that's all bull.
Yes. It's all go to Elitist Jerks, and there's a forum post about what we used.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, honestly, I do. The only thing that I really look at when I decide to invite somebody on the show is that they've been blogging for a while, not just a couple posts, not just like a month. I'm looking for people that have been blogging for a few months now. Who
participate in the community,
well, they don't even have to be participants like how we consider participants, but they need to be people that are, that I can go to their site and there's a community interaction there. Like they have readers, they talk to the readers. And
why am I on this show?
Yeah. Okay. So, and a lot of times it has to do with that, their sites that I visit and I know the writers and I like their stuff and, I invite them on the show. And so there's many of them that I have not been able to invite yet because unfortunately there's only one blogger per episode and there's a ton of incredibly talented writers out there who I have not even approached yet because I do not like approaching people on the show for months and months in advance. I like interviewing. I like scheduling the guests for the show about maybe a month max, about a month in front of the show so that, you know, if something happens, then I can ask somebody new and we can schedule that. I don't like asking people to come on for like, you know, 5 months in advance and stuff like that. It's too far. People forget and stuff like that. So, that's basically how we come about it. I'm always looking for new sites and new people to interview. And so if there's suggestions, if there's somebody you guys would like me to ask to be on the show, I have had suggestions like that in the past. We've had people who have been, suggested to us in the past. So it is not something that is foreign. So feel free. Yep. And,
And if you have not been on the show, that doesn't mean that we don't want you on the show.
That's right.
It doesn't mean that you won't be on the show at some point. But like she said, we only have one person on a show other than the round table. And, you know, we have limited...
Right.
We only have... This is only our 35th episode. Right. So, you know, it's...
And I know that there's... I know for one, I've asked Komori from Tank Like a Girl... And there's been, I haven't forgotten you, Komori. That's just there's the issue of the fact that you're in Europe and we record late on Eastern Standard Time in the U.S. because of our schedules, the way that our schedules are set up. It's hard to coordinate interviews with people in Europe because of the time lapses. They're not long enough that we can... Yes. It's actually easier coordinating somebody in Australia than it is somebody in Europe. So we apologize to all of our European listeners. It's not that we're discriminating. I swear. It's really logistical issues. And we're going to have Larissa from the Pig Pigtail Inn this week, actually. I'm going to be doing the interview by myself because Finn won't be able to be there. But that's just to show that We're really trying to incorporate as many people as we can. We love everybody. We think everybody's awesome. So little by little, we promise.
Yes. And actually, I was talking to Leafy from Leafshine. Mm-hmm. And he had said maybe he would try to get together a blogger roundtable for us in Europe.
He'd
do one in their time and, you know, whatever, while we're sleeping, he'd do all that and then just send me the recording to mess with, and then we can put that up. But so that'd be kind of cool.
That would be freaking awesome.
Push him to do that so he can get all the European bloggers in together and a round table when they're not completely groggy. or maybe they will be more groggy
on purpose. Like, you know,
half asleep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then all of the European listeners can actually be up for it, other than, you know, getting up really early like Softy.
Yeah.
And newbie and there was some other person that
it starts with an F.
F. Yeah. I don't remember. Fox. Sorry.
F A U something.
It's late. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Somebody else.
I apologize.
Yes. I apologize if we don't know your name.
You see, this is what happens. I need to establish a nickname, or else I would, you know, if I had a nickname.
F person Yeah, you have to change your name, though, because I'm the F person.
I...
So, anyway,
yeah,
so we'll try to push him to do that.
Do you want to add about what we're thinking of doing, or no?
What we're thinking of doing? Oh, we can discuss that. Why don't we put an end to the Voices from the Nether?
Okay.
Section.
Okay.
And we'll discuss this exciting idea we have.
Yes.
Next.
This is Autumn from Grumble and Autumn, and you're listening to the Twisted Nether Blogcast.
I want this nightmare to be over!
Da-da-da. To wrap up, in finale, at the end, we actually are changing what we're talking about in the end. We're adding things.
Oh.
But before that, we want to talk about our cool, awesome idea.
Yes, we do.
And when are we going to do this cool, awesome idea?
We're going to start it not this week, because you're not going to be here. And not next week, the week after that, because we're taking that week off.
Yes.
But March 6th? Is that the first Friday of March?
That is the first Friday of March, I believe.
Let me see here. March 6th.
Yeah, something like that.
Starting March 6th, then the next week we're not going to have a show because you're out of town. But after that, after March 6th, we are starting to, we're going to have the shows live.
Yes.
Which means that we will be asking our poor guests if they mind that we inflict a live audience on them. and
live studio audience.
And if they're okay with that, then we are going to... open up like we've done with the roundtable. We will have the Ustream going on. You will be able to log in and listen to us as we interview our blogger of the week, and you can also send questions out, and that way we'll make it a more interactive experience for everybody.
Yep. And we're going to start with just doing the interview that way.
Yeah.
And we may, as we get better at it, do the whole show, one shot, all the way through, call the interview person in the middle, like we do now, etc. At least how it sounds in the show, it's in the middle. and do it all live. And every week, once we get started, that'll be the goal.
Right.
To record it live. You will hear all of the stuff that goes on behind.
You'll hear all the things that Fim edits out.
Yes.
Yeah.
I may have to get another network connection for all this bandwidth, but... hopefully Comcast won't cut me off. But other than that, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And I think we're at a point now that we had such a great time with the last roundtable that it's really something that I think we're going to have a great time doing.
Yes. And we may, if we start doing all the regular show live, we may get like secret guests calling in and stuff.
Who That'd knows? Be cool.
Who knows who will appear in the Twisted Nether? What evil lies within the Twisted Nether?
You sounded like you had a lisp there, buddy.
In the Twisted Nether. Oh.
All right. Well, on that great note, we can actually start our spiel.
The spiel has been increased in size.
Yeah. So if you have a question, tip, blog, or a post you think we should check out, you can contact us at info@twistandnether.net. You can also make Fim very happy and call the hotline at 206-203-4546, and we will play your question on the air.
Yes. And here's where it's changed. We're on Twitter. Join us. Join our Twitter nation.
Twitterati.
Oh, whatever. Twitter Peters. I don't know what it is. Join us on Twitter. Our Twitter name is Twisted Nether, all one word. So twitter.com/TwistedNether. Add us as a friend or follow us, whatever it's called. We also have our individual ones. I'm Fimless. Pretty easy to remember.
Dwarf chick.
And Dwarf Chick. Yeah. So you could follow us all on Twitter, or all of our inane ramblings. Mine are pretty inane. recently, anyway. And our website is www.twistednether.net, if you didn't already know that.
Yep.
We have our very, very neglected forums at blogazeroth.com. Uh-huh. Go down into the forums about podcasting. We're in there. I can do that. Of a question to pose all of you that you could go to the forum and discuss. And I could not come up with anything at all. So, I fail.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe next week.
Mm.
So
you think hard about that, Finn.
Yeah, I'm thinking. I can smell the wood burning. and our wiki. Check out our Twisted Nether wiki. Our Twisted Nether wiki has our big, darn list of blogs. Darn big list of blogs. At wiki. That's wiki.twistednether.net. Kes is doing an awesome job keeping that up to date.
Yes.
And number three, look at this, you're getting paid three times as much as Kes. Three times. Stop is going to be taking over our very, very cool WoW utility section of Wiki.
Stop isn't going to be able to stop. He's going to be
he's going to be so excited that he was mentioned so many times on the site,
yes.
On the podcast, whatever it's called. So anyway, if you find that your blog or one of your favorites is not in the wiki, email wiki@twistednether.net. We have information on the wiki itself, how to submit a blog.
Yes.
Please follow that so we can get all the information we need from you.
Yep.
And if you would like to submit a utility site,
that's where you would
kind
go.
Of still follow that form for now. Hopefully Stop will be putting up some information on how to submit a utility site.
Yep. And
as soon as you can.
If you listen to us via iTunes, you can leave us a comment. We are there. Mm-hmm. And also, we have shirts.
They're kind of silly.
Yeah, they're shirts. I know that the link is like the little shirt icons there, but
yes.
Yeah, that goes to an actual store, guys, and if you feel like, yeah, for some reason having some silly Twisted Nether
paraphernalia,
that's the word I was thinking,
paranormal phenalia,
that's where you go, and there's all kinds of sizes and colors and fun stuff, so feel free.
Yes.
Shop.
And
it's okay.
I think we actually make a little bit of money from it. I'm not positive, but we're thinking of trying to expand our little operation here to make the downloading of our podcast a little bit faster for you.
Yeah.
But that's going to cost us some money.
Yeah.
So if you want to support the show, you can buy a shirt.
Yeah.
Get a buck or two.
Yeah, a buck or two. And next week, well, actually later this week, we're going to have... Yeah. We're going to have Larissa from... the Pink Pigtail Inn. So it's going to be awesome speaking to her, and it's going to be a girl and girl talk because Fim's not around, it's okay. It's going to be awesome. He's going to miss out. I'm sorry.
I always miss these good ones.
You always miss the good ones. You missed the one with me and Faye and Rooney. I mean, come on now.
That was just horrible.
Trifecta. Actually, there.
I can't believe I missed that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and then that's it.
Yes, yes. See you next week.
See you next week, guys.
And hopefully my really cool song will be after this.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Leanna from Leanna's Log, and you've just listened to the Twisted Nether blogcast.
She can fear with a smile, she can wound with her dots, she can summon an imp, and she doesn't need pots. And she often drains souls, 'cause she needs them, you see. She wears cloth like a priest, but she's always a warlock to me. She can curse you to weakness, she can haunt you or cheat you. She can ask for a duel, but she'll always defeat you. And she'll take all the loot, as long as it's free. Yes, she wands like a mage, but she's always a warlock to me. Oh,
She can life tap herself. She can AE if she wants. She's a drainer of life. Oh, and she never gives up, and she never gives in. She just fears me again. And she'll conflagrate more than a pally does healing, and she'll carelessly howl and laugh while you're fleeing. But she'll summon some health stones and hand out for free. Blame it all on the hunter, 'cause she's always a warlock to me. Oh, she can life tap herself. She can AE if she wants. She's a drainer of life. Oh, and she never gives up, and she never gives in. She just fears me again. She must frequently shard, and she'll suddenly doom. She can sacrifice minions, and she rarely goes oom. And she can't be corrupted, she already should be, and the least she will do is cast curses on you, but she's always a warlock to me.